Here's a thought I'll title, When Losers Aren't Losers. I suppose I'm no different than many of you who have boxes of finished prints in your storage closet somewhere, things that you've accumulated and gathered over the decades that you've been involved in photography, or maybe just the last couple of years. Here in the digital world, we can make lots and lots of prints, and many of us do. So it's not particularly surprising when I report that I pulled out one of those boxes from my closet the other day that I probably haven't looked at for a dozen years or so. I was looking for an older print, and I thought, well, maybe I might be able to find that image and that print in a box that I hadn't looked at for a while. So I pulled it out and started going through it. And each box that I have is roughly 3 inches deep. So there's a lot of prints, particularly because I don't mat them before I put them into storage. I just print them and sign them, and then they go into storage. Yeah, I know. For what purpose? That's another story. But anyway, I pulled out this box and I started looking through it. I was kind of amazed how many images were in that box that I found myself scratching my head and saying, why did I print this? What was I thinking? Obviously, I've moved on from whatever those motivations were years ago when I made that print and spent time with that image. But nonetheless, here they were, a testament to what I was doing and photographing and valuing back then, whenever then was. By sheer coincidence, that box was still downstairs when some friends came over, some neighbors, and they wanted to look through the box, and they found several images that they were just enamored with, to the point where they wanted to buy them. They had selected 3, and when I looked at them, to me, they were in the loser pile. They were 3 that I was finding myself wondering why I ever made them, but they were the very ones that these neighbors thought were fantastic and asked about owning them. I had several thoughts about that as the evening wore on and eventually they left with my 3 loser prints. And I thought, first thing is, beauty definitely is in the eye of the beholder. And so it's not my place to tell them that the images that they selected, I thought, were not particularly my best images, but they loved them. And at one point in time, I thought they were good enough to print. That me from ages ago who made that decision turned out to be right because they connected with these people in such a way that there was a bond between them and the image instantly upon seeing it. The second thought I had was that if they had come over and said, gee, we'd like to see some of your work, I would never have pulled out that particular box because I knew it was older work. I would have instinctively wanted to show my newest work, my latest work, the work that I've just finished that I think obviously shows a more mature level of artistic vision than the work that I made 10, 20 years ago. But who knows, if I had shown them today's work, if they would have found anything of interest. Again, I find myself back to the position where, as artists, we just create what we create. And it's a product of the time in which we photographed and the time in which we made the print. And it probably doesn't make a lot of sense for us to judge those older images as somehow being inferior simply because they're older. And of course, they're only older to me because I know when they were made. I can probably remember the conditions in which I was photographing and the location and all the rest of it that goes on with why I made that print. But to them, it was brand new work because they'd never seen it before. In other words, it's easy for us to be critical of our own historic work and to inaccurately and unfairly judge them as losers simply because they aren't new, when in fact they may be something that connect with people on a deep level and in ways that we can't possibly predict or anticipate. I think one of the greatest lessons I've learned in my 50 years in photography is that my ability to predict what people will like out of my work is just about zero. And I'm always surprised at the images that really connect with people. That either means I'm a lousy predictor, Or it means that, as we all know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And our job is not to try to judge that or control it or manipulate it. We just produce what we produce. And then after casting the work out in the world in one way or another, we let it sink or swim based on how it connects with an audience whose likes and dislikes, whose connection to our work is so personal that we can't possibly predict it with any sense of accuracy.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.